Yeah, but I mean.
Okay, folks, we're gonna get started here. We're gonna start off today with Clyde Davenport. I know everybody's seen Clyde around, but unless you've been in a fiddle class, you probably haven't got a chance to hear him play very much. And then we've got another guest coming a little bit later, and that will be Clyde Case, another Clyde, who's never been here before, and I think we'll all get a chance to visit with him a while here. So, I think Craig Johnson's going to come up here with Clyde and play us a few fiddle tunes.
After we've adjusted the microphones. Oh, it doesn't matter. Wherever you're comfortable sitting.
I'm comfortable anywhere this sort of seat.
Okay. Tell me what I'm going to do since you're going to sit down. I'm just going to do a little rearrangement here. Sleepin' Lulu. Thank you.
Clyde plays a lot of tunes like that, but there's sort of another side to his tunes too. Those are, I don't know, did Dick and Leonard play that?
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah. Clyde is from Monticello, Kentucky, which is south central Kentucky, right down on the Tennessee border. And there's a lot of neat things about his playing, tunes like that, and tunes that he heard Leonard Rutherford and Dick Burnett play back in Monticello in, what, in the 30s, 40s, something in there?
30s.
And then there's all these tunes that Clyde has from heard growing up outside of Monticello. And they're mostly your dad's tunes?
Some of them are and some of them not. They're from everywhere.
Well,
through the part of the country.
Play one that is.
Well, what do you reckon it could be? I can't think of that.
Why don't you play, play Flatwoods, just to start.
Flatwoods?
Yeah.
I was born and raised in the Blue Hole Holler, 16 miles out of Monticello, under a 7-mile cliff. And I didn't have no way of learning to play the fiddle only when I heard somebody play one somewhere. And so that's the way I learned, just picked up here and there. These tunes come from different sections of that part of the country that I play.
Was your dad the first person you probably heard play?
Or? Well, naturally it would have been.
Yeah. It's a dumb question.
I couldn't crawl out nowhere and get to hear anybody else. Hey, boy.
Well,
there are several fiddle players down there in my country then. Harrison Ramsey, Sam Bell, old man Dick Burnett, Leonard Rutherford, and several more. I can't think of them right now. There's plenty of fiddlers. Now there are not any.
And you know, the way that there's not really other fiddlers there too, the whole country has changed. Last year I went down and Clyde and his wife Lorene made me welcome for a whole week. It was a great time. We walked back to Blue Hole And where there was once farms all over there, you've now got 3 miles of woods. It's the settlements are all gone. People are gone, and most of the fiddling's gone too. But I don't know, these old tunes kind of remind me of the place, I think. Play that, I can't think of anything either. Play Highway Center.
Highway Center? I played was old, real old, about 200-year-old. I've got a track of them back to about 200-year-old.
One of the ones I haven't heard you play this week is Peas in the Pod.
Peas in the Pod?
I mean, it's sort of like that one, but I like it.
Oh, well, I can get over it or not. I never do play it.
Thank you. you mentioned that you played, you used to play with your brothers in a band. Did you play those tunes with them, or just what you always play?
Different
tunes. Remember any ones that they were? Were they the ones more like what Dick and Leonard played? And
no, they played any kind.
Really?
Yeah.
How about, what about Meriwether? Is that one of the old ones?
I forgot how to play that right now.
No, I can't think of it either.
Is that the one that played Wayne's Burger?
Well, I think so, yeah, but I can't call it up.
What was it?
Is that Meriwether?
No, that's Ladies in the Ballroom, ain't it?
You play that?
Huh? Let's see. Meriwether. I forgot how it goes.
How about Roses in the Morning? This is
a mile from town.
Town.
Lazy John? I might, I don't know, I'll try. No, I can't sing. I'd sing it for you if I could, but I can't sing. Got a gal, she lives by the road. Her eyes is crooked and her legs are bowed, but she sure is a lot of fun. Why don't you go away, you lazy John? Lazy John, lazy John, why don't you get your day's work all done? I'm in the shade and you're in the sun. Why don't you go away, you lazy John? I'm gonna dance Saturday night. We're gonna dance till broad daylight. Then I'll take my sweetie back home. Why don't you go away, lazy John? Lazy John, lazy John, why don't you get your day's work all done? I'm in the shade and you're in the sun. Why don't you go away, lazy John?
Couple more.
Well, okay.
What do you
want to
play?
You want to play in the Rosy
Blues? Yeah, let me figure out what I did with that. Tell them about Dick and Leonard.
Huh?
Tell them about Dick and Leonard, who they were, and all about them.
Well, I don't know too much about them, just seen them. They all heard the story anyhow, over and over, I guess.
Maybe not.
No. Well, the old man, Dick Burnett, was a blind man. Tied a cup on his knee. And him and Leonard was a real fiddler. And they played in the courthouse yard in Monticello, Kentucky, every Saturday through the summertime. And Dick played the banjo. He played the juice harp with his mouth without a juice harp, you know. Made all kinds of noises, beat the banjo heads, sling his instruments around through the air, cut all kinds of shines, blind as a bat, spit it, and he played the fiddle, he'd swing it around through the air and whoop it with his bowl, make them noises with his mouth. And well, he is a showman. Leonard was a music man, and Dick was a showman. But Dick was a good banjo player and a pretty fair fiddler if he'd have settled down and played. But he couldn't behave, boy, he just had it to do. He said when he played, said he put all he had in it. He did. I don't know whether he had anything left or not, know how he could have. Let's see. When the roses blooms again. Now you've got to sing this.
Yeah, yes. Strolling through the gloaming. soldier and his heart fell in two. And their hearts were filled with sorrow, and their thoughts were run to low. As she pinned the rose upon his coat of blue. Do not ask my love to linger, for you know not what you say. Duty calls your sweetheart far away. And your heart need not be signed if I be amongst the dying. I'll be with you when the roses bloom again. When the roses bloom again beside the river. And the robin redbreast sings his sweet refrain. In the days of auld lang syne, I'll be with you, sweetheart mine. I'll be with you when the roses bloom again. Came a murmur soft and low from the soldier who had fallen in the fray. I am dying, Captain, dying, and I know I have to go. I want your promise there, Bassaway. There's a far and distant river where the roses bloom so fair. A maiden who is waiting there for me. It is there that you must take me. I've been faithful, don't forsake me. I'll be with her when the roses bloom again. When the roses bloom again beside the river. And the robin redbreast sings his sweet refrain.